Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Jeroboam ben Joash changed the map of Israel. The territories east of the Jordan were recovered and annexed. The northern border was extended all the way up to Lebo Hamath, and all the way down. The south border was extended all the way down to the Dead Sea. The northern kingdom had reached the summit of its material power, the height of its economic prosperity, and the pinnacle of its territorial expansion. Though everything looked great on the outside, Amos saw that the inside was rotten to the core. And the prophet could smell it as far away as his hometown of Tekoa. Something is rotten in Denmark. Something is rotten in the northern kingdom of Israel. Back during the Exodus, back during the exile from Egypt, the people of Israel had made a covenant. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. He is our God, and we are his people. But that was a long time ago. Now they have settled into the land of Canaan. They have settled into the promised land and have become a nation. And along the way, they have forgotten him. And they have turned their backs on the ancient code, you shall have no other gods. The kingdom was divided, and the remembrance of who they are was divided too. They not only worshipped, they worshipped other gods. They committed spiritual adultery. They turned in on themselves, inward focus, incurvatus, the sin led them to greed and false measurements. They are exploiting the unfortunate and oppressing the poor. Amos said in verse 7, "Ah, you that turn justice to wormwood and bring righteousness to the ground." Wormwood is a Palestinian plant with exceedingly bitter taste. And it was often used in metaphors to describe the bitterness of calamity. And that is exactly what is happening here. It is a calamity, a bitter national calamity. Something is rotten in the northern kingdom of Israel. And so Amos's prophetic voice calls the whole nation to repentance and to turn back to the God of justice. Verses 14 and 15, "Seek good and not evil, that you may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, will be with you, just as you have said. Hate evil and love good." Well, there are times in your life, there are times in your life when you do not want to seek the good. And there are times in your life when you want to run after evil. The world, the devil, and our own sinful flesh leads us astray. It is then that we are turned in on ourselves, inward focus, incurvatus, by our greed and false measurements, we exploit the unfortunate and oppress the poor. And furthermore, we become the exploited, unfortunate, and the oppressed poor. For this very reason, Jesus came. He came and was born of the Virgin Mary in our place. He was the oppressed poor, not born in a royal palace, wrapped in royal linens, But born in the backwoods of Bethlehem, born amongst the cattle lowing and the sheep bleating, Jesus was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. He was oppressed and he was afflicted. By oppression and judgment, he was taken away. Something is rotten in the kingdom of God. So Jesus became the exploited unfortunate and the oppressed poor, so that we, the exploited unfortunate and the oppressed poor, may be lifted to his glory. The glorious exchange where Jesus takes our sins and gives us his righteousness. As a result, motivated by Christ's love, we care for those who are among us, who are the least, the lost, and the last. While so many dismiss these kinds of people, motivated by Christ's love, we will feed them, clothe them, and bring them the gospel. You see, the church does not exist to bask in God's benediction. The danger comes when churches retreat into themselves, when churches where all the focus and energy is poured into keeping the show on the road, maintaining the building, paying the bills, and continuing to do what we have always done, where everything starts and ends with the church, and when they become nothing more than a religious club, which appeal to like-minded people. When this happens, churches become irrelevant and slowly stagnate and die. A healthy church, in contrast, is one that has a whole life focus rather than church life focus. It is motivated by God's love and wants to see the local community transformed by this love. It sees its mission to serve the whole community, to serve the whole world, and not just those who attend Sunday worship. You see, the church does not exist to just bask in God's benediction, but to carry out a mission. Another way of saying it is that the church does not exist for itself, but for the welfare of others. The Great Commission is specific. It is to go out and to reach others with the love of Christ in whatever form that may be, baptizing, teaching, serving, with the intent of making disciples. Surely it can't be just so that they will become a member of the church, show up on Sunday morning, and throw a few dollars into the plate to keep an old building open. No, something is rotten in our world. So we share the love of Jesus. We serve water bottles during the 4th of July parade. We serve hot dogs during the homecoming parade. We serve the community during Christ Cares Sunday. We share the love of Jesus as we support the missionaries in Papua New Guinea, as we support the mission in Swaziland, or Eswatini as it is now called, as we support the mission in Panama. So we share the love of Jesus as we baptize, teach, and serve. Something is rotten in our world. And so we, the church, seek good and not evil. So we, the church, we are about equipping disciples to make disciples for Jesus. That's what we are about. Amen. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen.